Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/zabe. Today on the Zabecast, it is all Jay all the time. Why bother with some stupid fancy preamble? Let's just me and my brother from another mother go wire to wire today. We'll talk everything from Kyrie to Kylie, Pete Davidson, NFL Combine, Antonio Brown, and a whole lot more. Bonus 1% me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, March 6, 2019. Thank you for downloading. We are getting right into it today, and we are calling the notorious J-A-Y.
Black People Hotline.
Yeah, buddy! You remember Nolan Richardson's 40 Minutes of Hell at yes. Arkansas?
Of course I do.
Guess what, Jay? You're going 40 minutes hard today. I had no intro to today's Zabecast. There's going to be no outro. It's 40 minutes of you and me. You ready?
A lot of nervous people right now. I read on your Reddit. They don't like when we talk race, Saban, because it makes them feel uncomfortable. Well, get used to it.
Really? They're not comfortable, huh?
Yes, not comfortable. Okay. I was like, what? Screw you.
You know, you read the Redditors too much. You take too much input.
No. I do it like once a week.
Okay. Yeah. I had some guy, David Lindsay is his name. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, my ding's not hooked up here. Hold on a second.
No, I've never. You are unprepared today. You were in school. You get a C.
Oh, that's not it. You can't hear those sound effects, can you?
No.
You are just awful.
Yes, thank you
very
much.
It's not like you just got done doing a radio show or anything.
I know. I should be more prepared. David Lindsay emailed to say...
He hates me.
No, he said, not to complain, but I'm starting...
But I'll complain anyway. Sorry.
Not to complain, but I'm starting... Here, let me get his actual email up here, because it'll take 2 seconds. And David has been a long-time listener and supporter.
How long time?
I see his email all the time. I don't know. I'd have to search it. Doesn't matter. Okay. He writes to say, we may have a problem here. Not to complain, but the last couple of your shows on WTEM have been heavily laden with recorded interviews from your podcasts. Not a good sign. Hashtag more Solly. David Lindsay.
Oh, God. What? I'm not going to say anything.
No. Here's what I'll say. I responded back. I said, other than the Paul Troth interview, which I played a 6-minute chunk of
Was that the guy from the NFL, the combine,
the Elite 11
quarterback guy?
Yeah.
I heard that today. I listened to that today while answering emails myself.
And
I liked it.
Wasn't terrible, right?
No.
If it was terrible, you'd tell me, right?
If it was terrible, maybe. I'd say why.
Hey, the guy has coached a lot of these players. You know, he was a Scrabene at East Carolina, and he's just a high school assistant coach, but he works for the Elite 11, which is a pretty big competition. He's seen these guys up close. He knows what it takes. Anyway, I said, aside from the Paul Troth interview, what else? Loaded up. Occasionally, I will grab a piece of one of my podcast interviews and play it on my radio show. Why do I do this? Because it makes sense. I'm sorry if you are such a 1%er, you listen to all of my stuff, and you're like, I heard that already. Not everyone has.
What do they tell us in the radio business? When you start listening to callers, you'll be out of work. I mean, yeah.
I know.
So
I loved how he started with not to complain.
Which means you're going to fucking complain. Shut up. God,
exactly.
Solly and I don't agree on a lot. Well, a lot, nothing. But listeners and emailers, I dislike you. I hate you people. Sorry.
Say that. Oh, Jesus. See, now I'm going to get a ton of emails on this.
I mean, all they do is bitch and whine.
Not all of them. I should show you all the positive emails. I get.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I take that back.
And by the way, this one I didn't even take personally. And David, I'm sure you're listening. Don't take this the wrong way. You and I are still hang die, as Al Swearengen said in Deadwood with his Chinese friend, Mr. Wu. Hang
by
die.
The way, Deadwood movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's coming back, and it's going to be spectacular.
I never watched one episode of Deadwood, Game of Thrones. I don't think I'm cool enough to watch all that.
You know what? It's okay, but I think you'd like both. I think. Not
sure.
Are they
better than The Wire?
Well, or Breaking Bad?
Or Breaking Bad, or...
Remember Peter Griffin in Family Guy? You will not stop talking about Breaking Bad. It's the greatest show ever, other than The Wire. Do you know I've
and
only
Sopranos.
Seen...
That's my triumvirate right there.
Do you know I have only seen small smatterings of The Wire?
Well, my brother and I were driving somewhere, and he was saying the reason you love The Wire so much is you can go, I've been to this place. I've eaten at that place.
Because it's Baltimore.
Baltimore. And, you know, every place that they've been to, or every place that they shot, I can go, yeah, I remember the time I was there for this. So that's why I probably love The Wire more than The Sopranos.
Both
great shows, though.
I know. I'm going to give The Wire its run. I'm going to watch it. And I don't guarantee, but I bet I'll come out of it going, God, that was really good. I can't believe I didn't watch it until just now. I do know, though, it doesn't have the humor of The Sopranos.
No, there is some humor, but that's a little sad and funny. You know what I mean?
It's a darker cup of coffee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pun.
Like there's some
pun intended.
With, the police are funny. Yeah, I know.
Sorry,
I know. The police are funny. I let it. That was like a high fastball. I just let that go by. Oh. Didn't even flinch.
Anyway, so I gotta watch that show. I think you know, Deadwood, it's an acquired taste. It really is. It's like sushi. Deadwood's the sushi of TV shows. Either you love it and you can't wait. When are we gonna go out for sushi again? Oh, I know a good sushi place over here. Oh, it's so good. That tuna tartare is. Or you're like, oh God, dead fish, squid, disgusting.
Oh,
let's focus.
Okay, before we start, I have a TV question for you, and I think I left it on your voicemail while you were in the motherland.
Yes.
So I want to have a 2-tier, 46-inch TV setup. Is there a wall mount
you
can put?
Hold on. What do you mean 2-tier?
Or 48. I want to have a TV on top and a TV on the bottom, right? Below, like boom, boom. Like one stacked on top of the other. My question to you is there a mount that you can do two TVs on one mount, like a high and a low. That's what I mean.
No, you don't want a two. Get three. Jay. I mounted
one, by the way, and I thought I did the greatest thing ever. I ran around like with the Olympic theme playing behind me. I was so happy that I found the studs. I put it up correctly. It was all balanced, and I was like, "This is the greatest thing ever." And I was like, "I need to put another TV up here now."
I applaud you for going two, but right. I urge you to go all the way to three.
Well, here, my two TV setup is I have one for the PlayStation and another for the television. I don't know why I have that, but I wouldn't know what to do with the third.
What are your sizes?
They're both 48. I'm sorry, 48. 48-inch Vizios.
The only two-screen setup that I would endorse, and it's rare because I don't endorse just two. You're so close to three, and three is perfection, Jay. The only two-screen setup I would endorse is a top screen that's the main one, at least 65, and the lower secondary screen no larger than 50. I don't want that second screen competing with the main event. If you want the lower screen as a, hey, I'm keeping an eye on this while I'm watching that, okay. But there has to be a size difference.
Okay. All right.
So.
That's it. I'm done.
Here's emails. Ready? This is an email. This is from Elias, my token African millennial one percenter, he says. Hi, Steve. I want to answer a few questions you had for Jay about Africans. Please don't file this in the TLDR file. Too long, didn't read. I'm going to start by laying down some credentials. One, I'm a black African American born and raised in Africa by African parents, East Africa. I'm married to a beautiful white woman.
Congratulations.
Living the dream. I'm an engineer. I don't even know what that means, by the way.
It means
it's a beautiful thing. Marry who you want. White, black, anything in between. Doesn't matter. I'm an engineer and a terrapin. My wife, who I met at Maryland, lived in Botswana as a missionary for years. I've been to both South Africa and Botswana, and I'm a one percenter and a true millennial. So he's a diehard Zabe fan and a true millennial. Question one, can Africans tell each other apart? Absolutely. Even within the African community, there are many discrimination and prejudices and stereotypes among other Africans. I tell my friends every country has their own version of a Mexican, or countries that are less wealthy have different cultures or share a border. For South Africa and Botswana, it's Zimbabweans. For Brazil, it's the Venezuelans. For Ethiopia, it's the Somalis. And on and on.
Okay. Wow. I did.
B,
that is, well, of
he
course,
says,
well, you know what?
Point,
yeah.
Point B, the dark skin, light skin feud is even bigger between Africans, particularly the southern region, where the effects of apartheid still linger and the racism is even more overt and in your face.
Wait a minute, they still have, okay, I'm being ignorant. I don't know. I thought apartheid died.
The effects, okay, the lingering effects.
I'd like to know how that works.
Well, there's racial.
No, I'm truly being ignorant. I did not know that. I thought, you know, okay, go ahead. When slavery ended, all racism ended here. So right. Same thing.
Number two, he says, why is Botswana wealthier? It's not necessarily because they cut down on corruption, although that could be a portion of it. The big thing is, they discovered their resources, diamonds, buried in the Kalahari Desert, after the colonizers left and gave them their country. Yes, they're still at the mercy of De Beers, which is the international conglomerate that controls diamond prices, but they've got an agreement to let them mine in Botswana, and in turn, De Beers helps develop the country.
Wait a minute. Okay, when you said De Beers, I'm laughing because in the 80s, there was a wrestler in the AWA. His name was Colonel De Beers, and he came from South Africa. And his thing was he wouldn't wrestle a black man or a Mexican. I thought that was a made-up name. Apparently, it wasn't. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
By the way, you can Google search De Beers, Diamond Cartel, History of De Beers and Diamonds, Business Insider. It's fascinating as to the world supply of diamonds, their prices, and how those prices are determined. But I will not get into it here.
Okay.
Third point. I love all caps J, writes my friend. I love Jay, one of my favorite guests, and I'm from Africa, but I do acknowledge his comment about African blacks don't fully relate to American black culture and black people. A big part that isn't fully acknowledged is the fact that African black people aren't as weighed down by the history of American slavery. In general, Africans migrate to a wealthier, more diverse part of America, such as DC Metro, come from educated parents, parents have higher expectations, and parents basically decide your career, i.e. doctor, engineer, or some variation of the medical and technical profession. Also, they're not as weighted down by their environmental and historical obstacles, and there is a guilt factor. Parents leave their decent careers behind for better opportunities for their kids in America. Those with PhDs in higher education often take low-wage, non-skilled jobs to provide a better educational and employment opportunity for their kids. Yes, the apocryphal tale of, in my home country, I was a surgeon. Why are you mopping floors here? To give my kids a better life. No!
I didn't make that up.
Anyway, love the show. I'm on the side of less profanity. Makes it easier to listen to with the kids. Regards, your token African millennial one percenter, Elias. Or Elias. So there you go, Jay.
Okay.
He loves you. That's the...
Thank you, Elias Elias.
That is African black beating American black coming together in a beautiful way.
We're holding hands across the table.
Which brings me to my first story today. And it just crossed my eyeballs. File this one under, ooh, here we go. Will Smith is slated to play Venus and Serena Williams' father, Richard Williams, in the upcoming biopic on the two tennis-playing sisters. However, a controversy has erupted.
Yes, this should be a dark-skinned dude.
Because his skin is too light.
Yes.
I mean, come on. The Alabama versus Auburn of race relations, the eternal rivalry, rears its head yet again, Jay.
I remember this happened like 3 years ago. The singer from the 60s and 70s, Nina Simone, they were doing a biopic pick, and they slated Zoe Saldana to play her. If you've ever seen a picture of Nina Simone, Zoe Saldana looks nothing like her.
Right.
And there was light skin, dark skin wars over that. Why don't you give this to Don Cheadle? Let him play Richard Williams.
That would be better, right?
Yeah.
I think he could do a good job.
Will Smith can't do everything, and I like Will Smith. But let's be real. Come on.
He played Ali, but Ali was sort of light skinned, right?
Ali was light skinned, yes, or of a lighter hue than Sonny Liston.
Is there an actual chart that numerically measures the skin tones, like the sapphire Simpson scale for tornadoes, an F5 on the Fujita? No, actually, sapphire Simpson might be hurricanes. The Fujita scale is tornadoes. Is there a darkness scale?
I'm going to let you in on this. In the 20s, 30s, maybe 40s, when you were a entertainer, and I'm not making this up. It was called the paper brown test. If you were darker than a paper brown bag, you could not play in certain clubs that, like the Cotton Club in New York.
Oh my God!
I swear to God, they said if you were darker than the paper bag, you could not play. That is a God's honest truth.
Wow!
It's been in books. It's yes.
Well,
so yes, there is a scam.
Thank God we've left that horrible time.
I know, and that was our own people.
Oh, it wasn't, shit.
No. It was not. No, that was like dark skin or light skin people would not hire dark skin people because, yeah.
So you are against.
By the way, there are people squirming with their earbuds on right now because they hate the race talk.
Well, listen, we're trying to learn and come together, yes. People.
I'm doing this stuff won't one kill week you. At a time.
Yeah,
I know.
Right, just relax.
When Andy talks Judaism, do people get up? No. So right. Stop.
All is fucking Yiddish and oy vey, blah, blah, blah. Do I put up with that, Jay? Yes, I do. Because I'm learning.
Having grew up in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood until I was 10, I know all of that stuff. Hey, my dad used to make the joke, it was all Jewish until we moved in. He loved making that joke. Yeah.
Did Sammy Davis Jr. call you guys up and want to recruit you? I'll take black Jews for 500, Alex.
We were the first blacks in the Jewish neighborhood in Baltimore. Yes. And then, yes, my next door neighbors were the Hirschbergs, and the other sides were the Glasses. Yes.
Beautiful.
I remember that. Yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. So you are against Will Smith playing Richard Williams.
Very much so.
You want to throw in with Don Cheadle.
I can't. It's or Mahersha Ali.
Could I throw in? Could I perhaps nominate an Idris Elba? Perhaps.
We just named the top three dark skin: Don Cheadle, Mahersha Ali, and Idris Elba. There you go. Or one of. Oh, can I tell you another controversy? All the African black guys taking roles from the American black guys.
Oh shit!
That's another one. It is. Oh, it's too many good wars going on.
It's unfortunate. It's almost like European players being drafted in the NBA over American players.
It's sort of like that, but I've never heard any American player, white American player, say anything about Luka Doncic taking the job away from, you know,
another average white guy.
Right. I couldn't think of one.
Right.
Oh, and Luka Doncic is the goods, by the way.
Well, that's the thing. If you can play, you can play. And game respects game. Now, there has been a period in the NBA draft, as you know, Jay, in which GMs were grossly overreaching for the international flavor of the month.
Yes.
And that would have pissed me off.
Darko Milicek is the worst, yes.
Darko is one. Jan Vesely for the Wizards is another. That would infuriate me as an American collegiate player, white or black, that gets passed over for some dude with an O in his name with a slash through it who was seen like, oh, this guy was great. We saw him in the European under 18 camp. Fuck him.
Who broke the mold for the Europeans being disrespected? Was it Dirk?
Dirk was big, but Tony Parker, light-skinned black guy from France, did pretty well.
I never count him as European, but he is. Okay. I know he is.
How about Manu Ginobili, South American?
I think it was Dirk, though.
Okay.
6'11", so 7 foot to shoot. I think it was Dirk that broke the mold for European players being soft,
right,
and always smoking and smelling. That was that was with Vlade. Where is he from?
Yugoslavia. Vlade.
They said they smelled and they smoked all the time.
Well, of course, and smelled like kebabs and cigarettes.
Yes.
Kebabs, cigarettes, and faintly of whiskey, or vodka would be the case. You know, the big Russian center who went to the Portland Trailblazers when his Arvydas Sabonis.
Oh yes, if we'd have seen him when he was younger, he was the goods.
Right before he got tank like in size. Hey, speaking of white black, did you see the nice moment between former Terp Kevin Huerter and Dwayne Wade?
I saw that today, and I saw first of all Dwayne Wade. I'd stop with the cornrows. But anyway, I was like,
he ain't allowed to do that?
When you're over the age of 25, you can't have cornrows. That's not a good look.
Didn't you once have?
I was not yet 25, though.
Okay.
Can you explain to me, I have not watched a lot of Atlanta Hawks games, but I've noticed Kevin Huerter's really that good.
Kevin Huerter is just balling out in the league. I mean, he's not a superstar, but he's getting minutes. He's getting burn. He is a useful player because shooting never goes out of style, especially in today's day and age, right?
Yes, but I've noticed that he is like 17, 7-3 a game, something like that. I was like, the Red Mamba? I did not know he was having that good of a season with Atlanta. Is it because Atlanta sucks and he has to put up those points?
When he was a Terp, well, kind of that.
He was really good. He was really good.
He was really good, but it wasn't like, we're going to the Final Four, we got Kevin Huerter. It was, hey, he's a nice player who can shoot. The prototypical 6'5", 6'7", white wing who can shoot threes.
But he could handle also.
Sure.
Because, you know, Mark Turgeon's terrible coaching, they put him in point a lot.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Put a dime in that jukebox. Go ahead. Sorry.
Anyhow, so Wade had heard that Huerter had idolized him as a kid, and that's partly why he chose the number 3. And so Wade sought him out after a game the other night. and says, "Hey, would you like? I heard you're a fan. Would you like to change? You know, swap jerseys?" And Herter looked like a kid at Christmas, and I thought it was a very neat.
That was
moment.
A nice moment. Yeah. It was.
Dwayne Wade to me is the last of the true men in this league of fucking infants and children and millennial little bitches. Dwayne Wade is the last guy, Jay, that acts like a man, talks like a man, and handles his business like a man. He doesn't get caught up in all this social media bullshit. He's not all about Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving.
Oh, shut the F up. He talks too much.
I don't want to be a TV star. I don't want to be a celebrity. Oh, really, Uncle Drew? Interesting.
Which, by the way, I watched 8 minutes of that god-awful movie. That movie actually made money. If you saw Uncle Drew,
you
should be taken from the gene pool.
Whoa, whoa. They took that Pepsi commercial and made a movie out of it?
Yes, it was on HBO. It had
holy shit, there it is! Kyrie Irving, Shaq...
Tiffany Haddish is in it.
Oh my God.
There's actually a funny comedian in it, and I cannot, his name should be in the top billing, but, who else was in it?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Oh, what's the woman basketball player who thinks she's hot? Went to USC.
Lisa Leslie.
Yes, she's in it.
Oh, Nick Kroll is in it.
Erica Ash,
Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reggie Miller.
So back to Dwayne Wade. Am I wrong that he's the last?
No, you're right.
Man in the league, and he carries himself with such an ease. He doesn't get caught up in shit. He's like, whatever. You don't see him tweeting. You don't have to worry about what he's doing. And he's buds with LeBron, the biggest millennial baby there is.
I don't understand that.
Right. And luckily for Dwayne Wade, none of that LeBron shit wore off on him.
Chris Paul is also in that little... Chris Paul's a man, too.
I think you're right.
I wouldn't want to fight Chris Paul. Chris Paul's that guy, if you tried to fight him, he'd keep coming back, even if you're whipping his ass. And you just get tired. He is... Yeah. But so, there's only like three or four of them left.
Yeah.
Melo was kind of a bitch.
So Kyrie Irving now is just at wit's end with the Celtics, who are struggling. And LeBron is at the same wit's end in L.A. And because they probably can't land the unibrow this summer, because you know New Orleans is not going to trade him to L.A. come hell or high water.
I wouldn't.
And Durant has said some things that make you think he's not going to L.A. to bail out.
He's going to the Knicks.
Possibly. Then what else is there for LeBron to do to try to save him from another season of misery? Kyrie, reunite with the guy that he had the biggest falling out with. Reunite with the guy that left him in Cleveland because he was sick of playing second fiddle to LeBron.
Can you repair that relationship?
I don't know, but I want to see it tried. I want to see it together. If nothing else, for the comedic value of it, because you know that shit will fall apart too, quickly.
They'll win a title, then it'll fall apart.
Win a title.
Kyrie and LeBron together
at their advanced ages. Although
advanced age, well, Kyrie LeBron, is what, 29.
Well, okay. Kyrie's younger.
28. I think he's 20. Mid-20s?
Right, but yeah. LeBron is 47 in basketball.
So he acts like a 35, but yeah.
he's 47 in basketball years because he's always played into June every year. And he's played on all our national teams, which I hate to add that as like some big strain, but it is a lot of basketball.
I can never bet against that guy, though. As much as I'm not a fan, I can't bet against him.
Now's the time to bet against him because... They're going nowhere fast in L.A. They've got no good. They're not making the playoffs. And why would they be any better next year? Because LeBron's, quote, healthy for the whole year? Maybe.
You know, but before he got injured, they were on pace to make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, that's why they play 82, not 37 games.
Oh, you're going to throw that logic.
Yeah, baby! All right, let's segue from Kyrie Irving to Kylie Jenner, who was listed as the youngest American-made billionaire with a, quote, self-made fortune. Do you believe that the creditation, that the classification of Kylie Jenner as self-made is accurate?
No, she's not self. Okay, let's put the Wayback Machine back in. We all know how this whole thing started.
With a sex tape.
Yes.
With
Ray J and Kim. So she's not self-made. She's made from the twat of her sister. That's how she's made. And I hope, you know, that doesn't give you an X rating because I said twat.
That's
but
okay.
It's true.
We've been
it's
banned true. From iTunes already. Well, she didn't.
Oh, really?
She didn't. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't come from her sister's twat.
But I mean, that's why she's famous.
But
because
you're
of
saying,
that sex tape.
You're saying that that Kim's snatch is what helped launch 1,000 ships, helped
yes.
launch the empire.
That is the yes. That's how it happened. If that would have never happened,
but she's
we'd never know anything about the Kardashians.
But she's a Jenner, not a Kardashian.
But they're sisters. They're sisters.
Half.
I mean,
right? Because
they're from the mom.
Yeah, but aren't isn't Kim and Khloe from
Kim and Khloe and
Kim,
Courtney?
They're from the late Robert Kardashian with his skunk hairs, baby batter, and
yes.
then Kylie is from Bruce Jenner before she became Caitlyn.
Yes.
So they're half.
But they're still sisters. They all grew up together.
They're half sisters. Listen, I think, and you know how Kylie Jenner made her billion?
No.
Makeup,
actually, I don't.
Makeup line.
Okay. Well, that's good.
She has a makeup line called Kylie, shocker, that has done very well, and she holds all of it.
See, well, I respect her. I respect her for that, but the reason she is famous or known is because of her sister. But that would have never happened.
True. But my
would
argument.
Not know who the Kardashians / Jenners are.
Not only am I fine with her being called a self-made billionaire, I'm actually even more impressed because she has no fucking talent. She has made $1 billion, Jay, with no discernible talent. That's remarkable. Did she get a big leg up with her whore sisters and her whore
yes.
mom? Of course she did. But you know
but
who else
has
had...
she took the ball and ran with it.
Right. You know who else got a big leg up and didn't do shit with it? Lindsay Lohan, that crackhead.
Oh, God. We lived in a world, Zabin, that she was considered the most, not the most beautiful.
She was hot.
But she was her and Tara Reid. Remember when we thought Tara Reid was gorgeous? And now she's a effing train wreck.
Wait, Tara Reid was never considered gorgeous, but she was in that mix as
whoa,
a solid.
Whoa, yes, she was. Tara Reid in The Big Lebowski was extremely hot, yes.
Not gorgeous, though. Gorgeous
yes,
is
she
another...
was gorgeous.
I don't know about that.
American Pie Tara Reid.
You know who I think of when you say the word gorgeous about a woman? I think of the opening title sequence to the television show Heart to Heart. Did you
Jessica,
ever
see? Jessica Hart, she's gorgeous.
Yes.
Yes.
Jay, you slam home my alley-oops better than anyone I know. I just threw that one up from half court.
You know
you're
why?
Like,
because
slam it down.
When you were 9 or 10 or 11,
that's
you
what
had
we watched.
No car. You
yeah.
had nothing. I can remember many a Saturday night watching. Well, I think Heart to Heart was Friday, but Saturday night was Love Boat and Fantasy Island back to back.
And the chauffeur was narrating this
yes.
whole arrangement, and he talked about his wife, and she's gorgeous.
Stephanie Powers
yes,
played
yes.
Mrs. Hart. Yes.
Yeah. And she was gorgeous.
She was gorgeous, yes.
Tara Reid was never gorgeous. She was hottish.
What is please people write in. Who's right, who's wrong on this one?
Okay.
I want the emails on this one.
Anyhow, Kylie Jenner, I respect the fact she's a billionaire because A, others have had a leg up and haven't done anything with it, like, you know, Paris Hilton and you know, Lindsay Lohan. And
Lana Richie's daughter.
Right. And she's got no discernible talent. I don't think I've ever heard Kylie Jenner talk.
I've never seen the show. I've never seen the Kardashian show, so I don't know what she sounds like either.
Moving right along to women who are gorgeous. You are floored by the Pete Davidson soft landing to Kate Beckinsale, a 45-year-old British smoke show who's had a so-so acting career for her hotness. How does an ugly butt eyes having Pete Davidson land from a hard breakup with Ariana Grande right into this smoke show?
And before he dated Ariana Grande, he dated Larry David's daughter, who is extremely attractive.
Don't even know her.
But like I said, I've never seen, and one of your Twitter followers said he supposedly hung like a horse, but I'm like, but he's got to get through the door to show them the goods. The fact that he gets in the door is mystifying because he's not, I don't even think he's, is he funny to you? I don't think he's funny.
Huh. Kazzie David.
Yeah,
Kazzie. She looks like a little bit better knockoff of Anne Hathaway.
She's attractive.
Is that a good comp? A little bit of an Anne Hathaway knockoff, long black hair.
A hottie.
Yeah. Yes. Although Anne Hathaway's got giant eyes that are really far apart and sort of crooked and big lips.
You're a tough grader.
I'm a keen scouter. I watch the 40-yard dash time. I see how they throw. I analyze how they'll be on Sundays.
But Pete Davidson should not be with any of those women.
So,
but I sound like a hater for saying that. But I'm just being. He's not Jason Sudeikis, who's a good guy and funny.
So how's he doing it?
I don't know. You think she took pity on him because he was quite the bitch after he and Ariana Grande broke up. Remember they were worried about his state of being?
Right.
They were like, we think Pete might have killed himself.
Right.
I think she might have took pity on him.
They say, Jay, women love men who can make them laugh more than anything. And they value that, some women do, over looks. Not all, but some.
Okay. Many.
That's what they say. So if Pete Davidson is really funny in person in a relationship, maybe that's all it takes.
Okay. All right. Well, he's just shocking that he's hitting over 400 with women.
Correct. He is outpunching his weight class by a long, wide margin. Okay, before we get to fuck that guy, and we're at 35 minutes right now. This game is flying by.
Can I just be off really quickly?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk combine very quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
Every team who drafts a person off of it, I think I'm surprised you haven't done a study. Every team that drafts people off their great combine work, all of them have to be under 500. Do you know the Patriots don't even go to the combine?
You know, I said that myself and I was wrong because guess who was there this week? Belichick.
But I've heard somebody say he never went.
That probably me. And I was wrong about that. He has not gone in the past, but this year he was there and he donated to Rich Eisen and St. Jude's for the Run Rich Run thing, which I'm of split mind on. I don't know how you feel about that promotion.
It was great the first 2 years and now it's okay.
Raises a lot of money for St. Jude.
That's good though. That's the children's hospital. That's good though.
But it's not like Rich is sacrificing anything to raise that money.
I bet you he's sponsored by somebody else also, like a shoe company or something like that. He's getting a taste somewhere.
I don't know about that, but it's a weird thing in which the charity work or the money he's raising for St. Jude, which is undeniably great, is also basking him in a warm glow of, man, what a good guy that Rich Eisen is, at a cost to him of zero. Like, he's sacrificing nothing to raise this money. His logo for his radio show, Jay, is of him running in a suit. So this charity work is one of the best things to happen to his career, yet you can't deny the fact that, hey, he's raising money for sick kids with cancer. That's where I'm torn.
Okay. But
you're like, okay, you don't get my point on that, do you?
I can't get mad. I have no feelings about
mad.
That whatsoever.
I'm not
I know
mad.
What you're saying. I'm like, okay.
I'm just saying I don't feel like praising Rich Eisen because he's already getting enough out of this.
Yes.
And how hard is it for him to run? He literally runs 40 yards once a year, has people run up to him and give him checks to go donate to St. Jude's, and then says, oh, yeah, I know. I'm very humble. Humble brag. Fuck him, man. That's what I'm saying.
My favorite thing ever, humble brag. The guy who came up with that, you know, he killed himself.
The guy who invented hashtag
humble brag? Yes, it was. He worked for Grantland. I cannot remember his name, but he used to have a humble brag of the week.
And he killed himself.
And he killed himself like 4 years ago, maybe.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
I know I hate to bring you down. But really quickly, on the
okay.
combine.
What did you think of DK Metcalf?
That was my point. If you draft him in the top 10 picks, you should lose your job for drafting anyone who does a great 40 or benches. Like there was a guy from USC, Porter Gustin. He benched 225 like 50 times. This guy was always effing hurt. Why can't you look at game tape? That's like the thing you should be looking at. DK Metcalf, and what's the guy from Mississippi State who ran a 4-whatever-40, the D-back, and people are going to draft him. You're all idiots.
I wrote it down. It's Montez Sweat.
There you go. Mike Mamula, do we remember him?
I mentioned Mamula. I mentioned Ashley Lalee as another combine guy.
The guy from Hawaii?
Yes.
Yes. And this doesn't... I mean, just look again. There was a guy when Juju Smith-Schuster, and I clipped and saved it, and I was like, he's going to be. He said, Juju Smith-Schuster is the most overrated wide receiver.
Oh, God.
And I remember, right, and it was from an anonymous NFL executive. And I said, whoever that executive is, he'll be fired in 3 years. And I think I'm winning that one.
The problem is, these guys get fired. And then
hires him.
Yeah, exactly. It's an old boy network.
Look at Serrano.
Exactly.
Right. Sorry. Excuse me.
Okay. So DK Metcalf, to me, he looked like he ran bow-legged. And I'm no sprinting expert. Obviously, he can move. But it's straight line speed. He ran the fastest 40 time of any player over 220 pounds since they started measuring. However... get ready for your mind to be blown. He had one of the slowest three cone drills in the combine this year, even slower than something like two dozen quarterbacks.
At what point, Zabin, are wide receivers going to run in cone-like fashion?
Well, at least the cone drill measures change of direction ability. The 40 is just straight line speed.
You run straight, then cut. You run straight, then you cut in and out. For DBs, that one I can see. You can tell the fluidity in the hips.
Yeah.
But not for wide receivers. Yes.
All right. Speaking of wide receivers, do you want to feed your dog a biscuit or something? Is he okay?
He's just being a bitch. Sorry.
He's being a dog. That's okay.
He's being a dog.
Come here, good boy. Who is that, your dog again?
That one barking is Buck.
Hey, Buck. Give me your Buck. You're a good boy, Buck.
So now that Showalter got fired, do I have to rename him? That's why I named him after.
You named him after Buck Showalter, huh?
That was stupid of me. Like grown men buying jerseys of players like Bryce Harper jerseys.
No, don't rename him because even though Buck got fired, Buck was the fucking best. Love
that's
Buck
true. Showalter. He was a great dude. You're right. Okay.
So while we're on wide receivers, let me put a quarter into your jukebox on Antonio Brown. You as a Steeler fan. I don't know if you saw the ESPN piece over the weekend. Your thoughts?
Of course I did. I just shook my head and said, I'm so glad. The only thing I will say, he's right about Ben Roethlisberger is equally responsible for this. Well, actually, the Steeler organization for letting Ben get away with everything he does. They
need to bring Ben down a notch.
They can't now. They even though there were some things about Bruce Arians I didn't like, he got sick of Bruce Arians and let Bruce Arians go.
Right.
Haley, while being a dickbag, he had his best seasons under Haley. They got rid of him. So now the offensive coordinator is Randy Fichtner, who is Ben's best friend. So he's basically the offensive coordinator. They have allowed Ben Roethlisberger to get away with everything. You can't put the beast back in the whatever. I don't know what the saying is. But you can't do anything now.
That said, what'd you make of Antonio Brown's blonde mustache?
The blonde mustache and the hair. He is, for someone who says, I don't want no drama, you look like drama.
He's very extra. He's being extra right now, for sure.
He's extremely extra.
And how'd you like his 18,000 square foot mansion, coupled with him saying, I don't need football? Yeah, you're probably going to need football with that house.
How is Drew Rosenhaus letting him do this? Isn't he like taking down his value with every word he utters?
Unless he's trying to force the Steelers to cut him.
Well, they're not gonna cut him.
What if nobody wants to trade for him?
I would be Tom Petty and just hold on to him, make him eat it. But that's just me. That's why I can never be a GM. But the Steelers can't win. You can't win in this trade. You'll never get equal value.
What would be proper value? Let's say Antonio,
5 first-round picks. This guy is 100 catches a year.
How many first rounders?
I was being facetious, of course. Okay. Five.
Well, but I want to hold on. Let me lay this out. Let's say Antonio Brown at the end of the season played in week 17. They lost to the Bengals anyway, but he played. Okay. Had an okay game, but whatever. Offseason came, he didn't say anything, didn't show up with a blonde mustache, didn't go on, LeBron's barbershop show.
Which I saw that also.
So he comes into the offseason clean, no complaining, played all 17 weeks, had a phenomenal year, won my fantasy league, won many other people's fantasy leagues. What would a good trade be for him then? If the Steelers executed a sneak attack, like, holy shit, they just traded Antonio Brown and nobody saw this coming. What's the price?
A first and a second.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
No. I think that's fair. Some might even say a steal if he comes in with his house in order and comes in clean. But he comes in dirty now as a malcontent who skipped a game, who's not coachable, who's got weird blue and pink things in his hair and a blonde mustache, and is talking nonsense gibberish about, he told me to go home. I'm like, go home? Okay, I'll go home. And then it's too late. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, by the way?
So now he's going to go play for a quarterback who's not accurate and won't have the ability to extend plays and allow him to get behind defensive backs, which is what he lived on a lot with Ben Roethlisberger.
So what do you think then the Steelers will get back? Not what they should, but now that Brown is in a damaged state, what do you think they will get back in a trade?
Second and the third.
Okay.
Something like that.
And I'm still on board as saying the Packers should go for it. Fuck it. What's the worst that can happen? Put him on that team. Let's see what happens.
That's like the only team that I could see him having as good as a season as he did with Ben. Because Aaron Rodgers, as we know, both knows how to extend plays, but he doesn't run. He looks to extend plays and throw the ball downfield rather than tuck it and run. Like,
oh, yeah.
A lot of quarterbacks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would orchestrate that trade to the Packers.
I think sometimes organizations to get too high on their own fumes about, we don't do things that way around here. We don't want distractions.
Is the juice worth the squeeze with him, though?
Do you want 104 catches and 14 touchdowns
and 1,100 yards?
And a terrifying lid lifter of a wide receiver? Work on the distractions. Work on the meetings. Get him and Rodgers on the same page. For a second and a third, I'd do it. What's the worst that can happen? Okay, time for FTG, Jay. Who this week is your fuck that guy?
Came to me yesterday in Chick-fil-A. The guy or gal who, whenever they say, may I help the next person in line, they don't hear that. They just stand there like the idiots. That happened yesterday, and it was a nice older lady. And I stood behind her, and the lady at Chick-fil-A, which, by the way, is the world's greatest place on earth now, she stood there for like 3 minutes as the lady said, may I help the next person? And I wanted to nudge her, but I didn't.
You wanted to push her like Kyle Kuzma pushing LeBron out on the wing.
Right, right. They're talking to you, lady. Yes.
FTG is a prototype, otherwise known as the fast food line Helen Keller. Sees nothing, hears nothing.
Yeah.
It just stands there.
Everybody else in the line can hear, man, help you, except for the person in the front of the line. That makes no sense.
All right. My fuck that guy for the week is one Justin Thomas of the PGA Tour. A lot of golfers these days are bitching and moaning about these new ticky-tack rules that have been implemented by the USGA. And they're getting used to it. Ricky Fowler got penalized for an improper drop because he didn't put it at his knees. He did shoulder height like the old way. Another guy got penalized this past weekend for his caddy lining up behind him before a shot. Even though he wasn't really lining him up, it was ruled a penalty. Well, Justin Thomas capes up on Twitter and says, the USGA is out of control. They're ridiculous. These rules suck. Blah, 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 blah. Something to that effect, okay? Full-on Twitter blast from Justin Thomas. The USGA's official account, Jay, replied back, Justin, we need to talk. We're available anytime you want, but so far you've canceled every meeting we've scheduled about this. Come talk to us. So then Justin Thomas says, I was hurt by that because it's not accurate. I didn't cancel any meetings. And I'm like, hey, Justin, you took to Twitter in the first place. You know where the fuck to go get a hold of the USGA people? They're in the scoring tent. They're all over the place. Get your agent to get them on the phone. You had a year to talk about these rules, and you're going to Twitter, and because they fire back at you on Twitter, now you're hurt? Oh, that is rich. Fuck him. You're a little pipsqueak with one major, okay? And I used to like you, but you need to settle down.
What's his major?
The PGA Championship last summer. Okay. Two summers ago. Not even last summer. Koepka won it last summer. So the unfortunate part is, after a day of backlash, guess who crawled down from their perch? The USGA, saying, we regret, implying that he had canceled meetings. That was incorrect. And blah, blah, blah. Let's work together. Boo. USGA, you did it right. Justin Thomas wanted to be a millennial bitch and take his beef to Twitter and make you guys look stupid, then clown his ass. Stitch a big bozo suit on him and let him see if he likes it. He didn't like it. I was hurt by it. Fuck him. And that'll do it for today, Jay. What a scintillating 49 minutes and 58 seconds. All told, it wasn't just 40 minutes of hell. It was 40 minutes and double overtime, my friend. And it was a good run.
Well, thank you, Zabe. It is always a pleasure on Tuesday.
3 weeks from Zabe Vegas, you'll be out there. It's going to be a fantastic time. Don't forget, get the Zabecast app, subscribe to Premium, zabe.com/premium. Podcasts are like Netflix for your ears. Send me topic suggestions and, of course, critical emails. Me and Jay love those, zabe@yahoo.com. Now, Jay, what should people go out and do until tomorrow?
Oh, my goodness.
Give me a go out and do what between now and tomorrow?
That is insane. Take your garbage out because it's garbage day here.
Now get out there and put that garbage to the curb, and we will see you next time.